This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Walter Dallas Appellant, decided May 20th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. State of Missouri, Nome ED12656, Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Francois County versus Deers, 21SF-097701, Walter Dallas, Honorable Wendy L. Wexler Horn, Appellant, filed May 20th, 2025. Walter Dallas, defendant, appeals the judgment following a jury trial, finding him guilty of stealing $25,000 or more, count Y, stealing a motor vehicle, count 2, and property damage in the first degree, count the 3. The trial court sentenced defendant as a prior and persistent offender to 15 years of imprisonment for count 1, 7 years of imprisonment for count 2, and 4 years of imprisonment for count 3, with all sentences to run concurrently. We affirm. I, background. The state charged defendant with the above crimes for his alleged role in a September 2021 incident in which a group of individuals stole a truck and subsequently used it to damage a bank ATM and steal over $25,000 from inside. The case proceeded to trial in November 2023. At a pretrial conference, the trial court heard arguments from the state and defense counsel regarding multiple pretrial motions in limine filed by the parties. Relevant to this two appeal, defense counsel argued a motion attempting to confine the trial testimony of any police officers or Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI agents, to only what was necessary to explain their subsequent police conduct. Specifically, defense counsel requested the court to 1. Limit law enforcement testimony to discussion of an ongoing investigation involving defendant that resulted in a tracker being placed on a white Nissan Altima, that defendant was known to be traveling in, and 2. Forbid any testimony regarding other ATM thefts that might be prejudicial to defendant. The trial court agreed with defense counsel and ruled the testimony at trial from law enforcement agents would be limited to explaining there was an ongoing investigation, and due to that investigation, a tracking device was placed on the white Altima, allowing the state to explain subsequent police conduct without mentioning any previous ATM robberies. Defense counsel had no objection to the trial court's ruling on the motion. At trial, the state presented testimony from numerous witnesses, including a special agent with the FBI in St. Louis, agent, who testified about his role in apprehending defendant. Relevant to this appeal, agent testified that on September 13, 2021, he was contacted by an officer out of the Houston FBI office who indicated there was an ongoing investigation and that the FBI had obtained a Texas state search warrant to install a GPS tracking device on the white Altima, currently heading north out of the Houston area. The following day, agent traveled to St. Francois County along with a second FBI agent after receiving information that the vehicle had arrived in the area. Agent further testified that after arriving in St. Francois County, he was getting updates from a couple Texas Department of Public Security officers that had followed the white Altima up from Texas. While agent attempted to monitor the vehicle through GPS, the second FBI agent tried to get together a group of law enforcement officers, 3, and spoke to several officers from some different departments. Defendant was ultimately apprehended through the combined efforts of FBI agents and local law enforcement. The jury found defendant guilty of stealing $25,000 or more, stealing a motor vehicle, and property damage in the first degree. The trial court sentenced defendant as a prior and persistent offender to a total of 15 years of imprisonment. This appeal followed. Foreign to the two, discussion. In his sole point on appeal, defendant argues the trial court committed reversible error by allowing agent to testify as to details regarding the ongoing investigation of defendant. We disagree. A, standard of review and general law. A trial court has broad discretion to admit evidence at trial. An error occurs only when the court clearly abuses its broad discretion. State v. Hollowell, 643 SW3D 329 336, Mo Bank, 2022. An abuse of discretion occurs when the trial court's ruling is clearly against the logic of the circumstances then before the court and is so unreasonable and arbitrary that it shocks the sense of justice and indicates a lack of careful, deliberate consideration. State v. Loper, 609 SW3D 725, 731, Mo Bonk, 2020. Citation omitted. Additionally, this court will only reverse a trial court's decision when the erroneous admission of evidence